Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Speaking of energy, with prices climbing and a recent report that up to 70% of households could be plunged into energy poverty in worst-case scenarios, is our energy system broken? And is it time to look at bringing energy production in Ireland back into public ownership? Well, earlier I spoke to Gerry Duggan of the Irish Academy of Engineering and former advisor in the ESB, and Sinead Mercier, European Research Council scholar with Sutherland School of Law at the University College Dublin. And I began by asking Sinead about her article in today's Irish Examiner, in which she was outlining how energy in Ireland started out being publicly owned with the ESB back in the 1920s, and why she's now calling for it to return to public ownership.
Well, I suppose we're following a general global trend as well. These issues have been raised across the EU, particularly kind of Spain, Portugal and France as well, have really kind of kicked up about the prices of gas, the fact that the EU needs to work together to buy gas. It needs to reorient as well the energy system itself, to move away from what happened with the European Energy Directives in the 90s and, just kind of reassess where we are, that we're now looking at, like, massive energy increases. I mean, I just read there in the UK it costs £1.50 to boil a kettle. And alongside these massive increases in energy, which isn't just due to Ukraine, I mean, already record prices hitting in 2021, but you also have the huge problem of climate change, and it's like we're caught in it like a deer in the headlights. We're just not really moving forward with real climate action. The SEAI has just published a report here that that emissions are back higher than ever after a brief dip with the COVID crisis. So it's really about taking this opportunity to say to people, well, you know, there's no need to be frightened about higher energy prices this winter. There's no need to be frightened about climate action. We can do this. It's a really, really positive story that we have done this and can do it again and teach others to do it.
Okay, so we can do this, as in we can take back control, I suppose, is what you're talking about there. Take back control and take back ownership of our electricity supply or our gas supply. I don't know, are you talking about both?
Yes, both.
Okay, so yes. I suppose the first question is, what difference would that make, though, for people? Because I know you're saying the war in Ukraine isn't the only reason, and that's certainly the case, that energy prices are going up. But it is one of the big reasons. Even today we're seeing that news breaking that Russia putting down this ultimatum to the EU about Nord Stream gas not going anymore to the EU until sanctions are lifted. So that flow of gas coming from Russia has now been cut off today indefinitely, pushing gas prices up once again. What difference would it make if right now we had a publicly owned gas and electricity system to try and stop that being passed on to the consumer?
Well, I suppose, you know, the difficulty isn't that we've done 30 years of this, 30 years that we could have had to move towards an energy system that is far more focused on security of supply, far more focused on climate action and energy poverty. This issue has been building for years and years. You know, these warning signs were coming. I suppose in terms of what we can do tomorrow is use this opportunity to join other countries in Europe from Ireland. Ireland is extremely lucky not to be kind of connected to that Nord Stream, to the Russia issue. You know, because of the solidarity mechanism, we're joining with Cyprus in that we're not reliant on Russian gas, and we don't have to do that 15% cut, which is a huge issue at the moment in Europe, in order for Germany to take on more European gas. But we do have a chance now to work with other European countries and say maybe things have not been working very well at EU level in terms of this market-based energy kind of system. And energy is a natural monopoly. It's very similar to health and education. It doesn't work to have a market in it. The entire system, from infrastructure to storage to transmission to delivery, shouldn't be private. It's madness.
Well, Gerry, you know, what do you make of this? Is this something that could solve all our problems or solve a lot of them?
Well, if you look now, in the past 25 years, and indeed at the behest of the EU, we have effectively, for the most part, dismembered those organisations. And with it, the ability to secure energy supplies. ESB is now fragmented. Bord Gáis has been broken into two components, which can be rejoined. Bordna Mána is now about anything except turf. And the Irish National Petroleum Corporation, an element of it, the National Oil Reserves Agency, still serves a very important function of securing our oil supplies. But these organisations had significant technical and organisational capability to both look at things in the longer term and try plan to make sure that we had secure energy supplies. Now, the reality is Ireland, because we're a major or a significant energy importer, will always be exposed to international market prices on energy. So, you know, those organisations would not have had the ability to control, by and large, energy prices. Now, in the electricity sector, that's slightly different.
Okay.
In the sense that electricity prices, and this is recognised across Europe now, and the EU are now bringing in proposals to change it. Now, in the case of Bord na Mar, it would be relatively easy to reconstitute the two parts. That's Bord na Mar Energy and Bord na Mar Networks. And I believe that's necessary because we, as a country, need to have a counterparty capable of negotiating major LNG contracts down the road with countries that may be in East Africa, maybe elsewhere. But we need a company that can has the financial capacity and backing of the government to negotiate these type of contracts, okay, which are very major contracts.
So you think that could be done relatively simply in when it comes to Bord na Mar?
In the case of Bord na Mar, it can be done relatively simply.
Okay.
I think there is a large case for saying that ESB should be reintegrated to the point where it controls all the thermal generation capacity in the country. I don't believe it is reasonable to say that it should control all the wind power generation in the country. I think this could be left separately.
So, Sinéad, can I ask you then, because these are big moves that you're talking about, both of you here, and you both seem to be very much on the same page in terms of what can and what should be done. Does that mean then things that we're talking about here when we talk about a windfall tax, but perhaps in the upcoming budget, vouchers for energy, like what we saw a couple of months ago, maybe one-off vouchers coming again? That's just tinkering around the edges then, really.
Yes, well, it's great to hear Gerry on the same page as well. And, you know, the ESB, the reason why Ireland's grid and electricity grid is still in public ownership and the ESB, you know, France has to renationalise their EDF, is because the ESB fought back so hard when, you know, the Troika came in, when the 2000s and 1990s as well. I mean, the country risked massive blackouts in 2001 and 2002 due to the liberalisation and privatisation process of some of the power plants. And it was the ESB that kind of fought back and really has led to the renewable energy revolution that we have in Ireland. Our grid was able to take on far more renewables at a much faster pace than other countries because we still had that public kind of control and mandate.
Mm.
And this kind of tinkering around the edges, like vouchers or, you know, little taxes here and there, it really just isn't up to the case. We're facing major crisis at the moment, major worries. When we look back to the 1920s, it was such a difficult time. Far worse, we were in the midst of a massive civil war, you know, really difficult time. And yet we managed to take back the energy system into public ownership at that time, the same process. It was also privatised under the previous kind of regime. And, you know, we did it and we can do it again and do it in a way that the ESB, for example, is mandated to take offshore wind into public ownership, to phase out kind of gas, LNG. We shouldn't be investing in LNG at all. It has to be offshore wind, has to be baseload versions of renewable energy like tidal energy in Nova Scotia. You know, also Costa Rica has baseload forms of renewables as well. Also adapting our grid to be able to take on kind of intermittent renewables. We can do this. It's a really positive positive future, you know. And
well, it could be if it's done. And I suppose last word to yourself on this, Gerry. You know, my experience of politics in this country, and probably in very many other countries as well, is that things like this move slowly. You don't see things like nationalising energy providers happening overnight, or indeed over a couple of months, or perhaps even over a couple of years. Do you think this is something that could be done quickly? And if we don't do it, where do we end up?
Well, I think two things. One, I would not be as optimistic as your other contributor in relation to what we can do in relation to renewables, etc. But having said that, we have shown, be it in COVID or be it earlier times, in a time of crisis, we can move quickly. Now, outside of crisis, we are incapable of moving. But I believe we're in a crisis situation at the moment and will be for a significant number of years to come. I believe this gas supply crisis in Europe will not ease before 2030. And effectively, we have to look at the steps that can be taken between now and then to, as far as we can, ameliorate the adverse impacts of it.
And that was Gerry Duggan of the Irish Academy of Engineering and former advisor in the ESB, and Sinead Mercier, who is European Research Council scholar with the Sutherland School of Law at University College Dublin, speaking to me a little earlier on. Some of your texts on that issue, 251551. One person points out that the energy company in France, EDF, is being nationalised in France at the moment. And another person says services that are essential, such as water and energy, should always be controlled by the state and government and should never be allowed to be used to produce profit for private companies.